Well, good evening, everyone. This is our first session of 2017. What an exciting year that we are starting together, and we are so happy to have so many with us this evening.
Holy smokes, another year. I don't know about y'all, but I'm not having problems with the 7. I'm having problems with the 1. So I'm putting down 2007. Don't ask me why. It's okay, though. I'll get over it, I promise. So anyway, good evening and welcome to our January 2017 session of Ask the Archangels. Now, and this is just a reminder for everybody who's on, check our website because we have changed up some of the scheduling and some of the dates. So just rely on that website to show you the exact dates and times, et cetera. That'll be of help to you. Now, before we get totally started, I've got a couple of announcements to make. Our first session for Level 2 of the Seeing of the Divine will be held January 10th. The first session for Level 1 of the Seeing of the Divine will be held on January 17th. Now, enrollment is still open for both these classes. So if you have any friends that are interested, please give them a call and tell them to jump on the website and look up for there'll be details and sign-up information for them to get on board if they'd like to. Just as a reminder, Level 2 is for folks who took Level 1 during 2006, and Level 1 is for people up 2016. See, there I did. Thank you, Joan. That's why she keeps me around. And Level 1 is for people new to the program. So we hope you all have a chance to participate, and we look forward to having you all with us. Now, the Archangels have requested that questions only be about the evening's topic. If they're short and concise, everyone will have a chance to ask a question. When you make the questions about tonight's topic, our friends can expand the teaching for you and for the entire group. By the way, these sessions are recorded and will be up on our website within a couple of days after the session. So here we are. We're ready to go. Everybody take a deep breath, relax, and help Joan bring forth our archangel guest, or just our guest for this evening.
If everyone will get centered in your sacred heart, in the present moment, letting go of all the thoughts and events of the day, and just being very present in this moment, all of the archangels have gathered with us this evening. And this particular gathering will be facilitated by Mother Mary. So if you'll give me a moment, we will hear from Mother Mary. Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Mother Mary. I have come with the archangels to be present with you this evening. The archangels bring forth beautiful energies of light and the beginnings of a new year, the beginnings of a new era. This coming year of 2017 is all about new beginnings. So I would like to speak to you a little bit about these new beginnings. As you all are aware of, many of you have been working to anchor the fifth dimensional template within your physicality, within your consciousness. And as 2016 came to a close, the archangels asked you to do a review, especially the last quarter of the year, to let go of some of the old patterns and to clear out your system from that patterning, the energetics of those patternings, so that you would be very open as the new year of 2017 began to come into your physicality. Now is the time of that return of new beginnings. And the archangels are here with me this evening to support these new beginnings, to not only bring forth energies of love and unity, but energies of support for you to manifest more effectively and efficiently in the coming years. This 2017 is a very significant year of new beginnings. And it's the new beginning of anchoring into the physicality of Earth and humanity, of all of those fifth-dimensional templates. Some of you are fully aware of the beginning stages of those fifth-dimensional templates, the first templates that were recovered out of time locks that were opened in 2016. This was a very important event in the history of the world, and it opened gateways to ultimate changes in humanity's energetic field as well as their physical being. It opened a consciousness that is now available, that is built in the template of love and unity. And this extends not just into your physicality, but into your consciousness. The unity of the all that is, the unity of source energy, can now begin to be embodied. And there are many changes on the horizon for all of humanity, for the Earth itself. The Earth is very quick to respond to the human interface. The Earth is very quick to respond to this fifth dimensional template. And the unity that will be established within humanity and the Earth will be extensive during the year of 2017. It will not be without some challenges, but understand, with the opening of the gateways from the retrieval of the fifth dimensional template, the first fifth dimensional template to be integrated within the physicality of Earth, gives you a great impetus to change many things about the way in which you create, the way in which you react and respond to the collective consciousness of humanity. As you are all aware, the collective consciousness of humanity are not equal at this time. They are all not in a unified space. Some are resistant. Many, like you, have journeyed throughout your life experience and altered your consciousness to a vast degree. You have altered your physical body. You are not the same individual as you were in 2016 or 2015. You are changed because of the energetics, the undifferentiated light and love that has been pouring into the energetic system of Earth to all realms that have form. You have been supported by many other planetary systems, by other galaxies that have not fallen to the degree that Earth did. So there is much yet still to explore in this coming year. And we are excited for you to see and explore more of yourself as that divine expression, as that fifth dimensional being of light, having access to sixth and seventh dimensions, so that you become more of a multidimensional being in form. This was the original state of the human, the original state of the earth, a Christed planet, a Christed being who experienced individuality. The environment of earth was such that it was always reflective of Christ consciousness and the unification of experience in form. So tonight, we would like to explore some of the things that are now available to you as you enter this new era of creation in a very conscious and unified state. More of you will become that perfected image of the divine in that multidimensional expression on a consistent basis. You will still have times when you are affected by portions of the collective consciousness of humans who are still resistant and insist upon operating in the denseness of separation. But you have no idea at this juncture the influence that you will now exert on the collective consciousness of all humans, because you are operating in that love and compassion, but most importantly, in the unity consciousness that was originally present at the very beginning when Earth was created, at the very beginning when humans walked the planet in a 12th dimensional state. Do not have false expectations, beloveds. This is a beginning, a new beginning. And Earth will come along, humans will come along more quickly than they have in the past, where it took hundreds of years to change a fragment of the consciousness of humans. It will happen more swiftly, but perhaps not as swiftly as most of you would like to see happen within the next year. This will take many, many years for all of the earth, all of humanity, to be in that fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional unity. But you will notice such a difference. I cannot urge you to be aware. Every creation that you create, you are much more conscious of what you are creating and how you are creating, how you are implementing the fifth dimension into the world and into all that you interface with. So that said, I invite you to discuss with me what has happened to you, what has happened to those that you know in this last couple of months, and how you feel the energetic shifts just since the very first day of 2017. It was much more than just a celebration of a coming of a new year with coming potential. There was a light template, a wave of light that was present as the year opened. And this wave of light was a magnificent wave of undifferentiated light and love from source energy that is available to each and every one of you. And it will help you as you navigate and create throughout the coming years. This wave of light is like nothing you have ever experienced. It stays with you continually. You do not have to so much as focus your attention and draw it to you. It has bonded to your individuality. It has bonded to your body, to your consciousness, and is always present within your energetic system. This is the greatest gift that humanity has received since the fall of consciousness. And it became available very slowly at first at the winter solstice. Many of you noticed that this solstice was a very potent, energetic solstice, as were many of the solstice and equinox of 2016. Because they have brought you to this moment now where you are able to receive this beautiful wave of light that is now becoming part of who you are on all levels. So as we have our discussion this evening, I would like that to be part of it. For what you have noticed and what you are expecting in the coming time. So please now, let's open and have a discussion.
Well, first of all, Mother Mary, thank you so much for being with us. It's a privilege for all of us to be in your energy, and it's a real treat, and I just wanted to say thank you. We do have a question that's been sent in, so I'm normally delegated to ask that, if you don't mind. So I'll start. It's kind of a multi-question. It's very complex, but I'll do it piece at a time. One of our listeners says, I'm still confused about the relationship of the light body to the physical body. When we are fully in the fifth dimension, will we have both a physical and a light body, or do they become the same? If there's a distinction between the two, could you explain it?
Yes, and this goes along with what we have been speaking of in this conversation. It goes along with the changes that are coming in, these fifth dimensional changes that are coming in to your body and your consciousness at this time. Now, in regards to the light body is your energetic system. And we can kind of equate that with the old third, fourth dimensional system that you once operated in, where all of the bodies operated in a morphic field, but in separation. You had your physical body, you had your etheric body, you had your causal body, and so on. But this whole system was separated. It wasn't unified. This is all changing now. The light body is the energetic system of the fifth dimensional physical body. But it is not in separation. There is not a morphic field that separates the physical and the light body. It operates in a unified field. Many of you have worked diligently over the last several years in creating a unified field within your third dimensional body. But as body transcends that third dimension, the fourth dimension, and becomes more functioning in this fifth, sixth, seventh dimension, the light body is still present, but it is not separate from the physical body itself. It is functioning as a unit. the consciousness as well as the physicality.
Okay, and then the second part of this question is the light body composed of light and the fifth dimensional physical body composed of electrons? How do the level of DNA interface with the light body?
There will be, as I have said, this whole, you are a very complex being of light. So you need a complex energetic system and you need a complex physical expression. For it is the physical expression that allows you to create as the individual. And in this more refined state of consciousness of fifth, sixth, seventh dimension, that consciousness never leaves you, that you are not only an individual creator, but you are part of a massive collective consciousness of Source. So as you function in the fifth, sixth, seventh dimension, and these changes, which are slow to come, the physical body is the last vestige of the old paradigm. And as you begin to shift in that fifth dimension, that physicality loses a lot of its density, and that unification starts to take place within all parts of the body, where the organs and the glandular system, the brain, begins to function in a more unified state. The light body consciousness of unification, of unity and love, of source energy, is very much functioning. Although there is form, which form is composed of many electrons, it is composed of a DNA structure. And within that DNA structure, because your light body is more activated and functioning, the DNA strands begin to activate one after another. So not only do you have a functioning of the physical, but you have a functioning at a non-physical level through the light body, which is very, very conscious of itself as the individual and also as a collective consciousness that has never, ever separated itself from that collective consciousness, but has come into a semblance of form to navigate as an individual and create in form. So I hope this has answered your question. The DNA structure is extensive, and this would take many, many hours to go into in-depth with. So we will just leave it that as you begin to function in this fifth-dimensional state physically and energetically, that these strands of DNA light up and allow you to remain conscious of yourself as the individual, having a semblance of form where there are electrons operating within that form, but also support you at that level of the collective consciousness that never leaves your awareness.
Well, that's wonderful. I know, a very complex question, but you did a nice job. So let's get to the folks who have called in. And caller, you're on with our dear Mother Mary.
Thank you for taking my question. I'm wondering how I can best use my gifts and abilities in harmony with the new energies that are coming in to serve the planet and other people.
Well, you are already doing that. You have started doing that. The first thing was that you are aware that you have gifts and abilities, that you are not a victim of your circumstance, that you have consciousness that is available to you. And as you navigate this coming year, not only will that consciousness stay with you consistently, you will have ideas. You will manifest ways in which you can utilize those gifts and abilities very proficiently. There will be times when you sit in quiet that you will have a vision, not necessarily a physical vision like a movie, but you will have thoughts about ways in which you can apply your gifts more effectively and efficiently. You will have an overall picture of things that you could do or ways in which you could express yourself more fully. And with those visions, then you have the ability to create the avenues that you need to express them efficiently and effectively.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. That's very helpful. So it makes me realize that my meditation is really very important to do.
Yes.
On a daily basis.
Yes.
Okay.
It is through this overall vision that you have for things that you can then begin to work with it and utilize it in a creative expression in form.
Mm.
So it is in the non-physical expression first, in a huge overview of a way in which you might utilize a certain portion of your gifts. And then as you work with that, you begin to drop it down into increments that can be applied very easily in certain instances.
Okay, thank you. That's very helpful. I appreciate it.
You are very welcome. Thank you.
You're next on with Mother Mary. Hello.
Hello. I'm so happy to be on the call tonight, and thank you so much, Mother Mary, for your explanation at the beginning. Yes, I had that experience of the energetic wave after the solstice, and I thought that I knew it was energetic, but I thought it was related to me sensing another energy, such as the experience of a cold or a flu. And then it happened again the other day and again last night, and I'm knowing that this is energetic, but I couldn't understand it until you explained it, and thank you. And now I get it. So it's inside, and I can turn and on and off and utilize it like a light switch. Is that correct?
Well, you won't turn it off.
Okay.
It will have levels of expression. It will have levels of intensity. You won't want
yes.
to turn it off. You will want
okay.
to use it.
And could you talk more about how to use, because you're right, it does feel intense at times, and I'm confused and like, what's happening? Can you talk more about how to use it,
well,
how to use the levels?
If it's intense, you see, mm-hmm. the physical body is not yet transcended that third dimensional denseness. So sometimes when the energetics flow into your body, because you are so open and receptive at that soul spirit level, is like,
and I'm feeling it right now as we're
yes,
talking.
Yes.
Yes.
You are saying yes, yes. This
yes.
is who I am, and I have forgotten
mm-hmm.
it so many times. Please
mm-hmm.
don't let me forget again. So you magnify it because you are so ecstatic and joyful to have its presence with you. So it magnifies the effects. And then sometimes the physicality, the physical body itself, because of that great influx of light that just drops into it, doesn't quite know what to do with it. It isn't in complete resonance with the physical state yet. So when you feel that, like if you feel nauseous or you feel there was any kind of effect of that influx
stomach,
of light,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, in your stomach, you just mm-hmm. say, oh, yes, my body is having a hard time with it. Let's dial it back. See, this is part of your creative abilities. Let's just dial the frequency down a little bit till my body becomes accustomed to it.
So what I thought I was experiencing as a flu or a stomach virus isn't what I've been experiencing then?
No, it's an adjustment your body is coming into. So be gentle with your body.
Okay.
And begin to work with your body. Use the influx of that wave of light very gently and bring it into parts of your body that are in need of some assistance. Very slowly at first, and then test it out to see if you can increase it without any side effect in the body. The consciousness of your soul spirit is so ecstatic to have this available that your soul would just absorb without limit. But you see, the body still has limit.
Mm-hmm. And I have another question then in regard to the solstice session we had when it was the body, the light body, and the Admin-Cadman body. How does that play into this effect, this light wave?
Well, the Admin-Cadman body was the original state of the body when it was first created, when humans were first created to navigate Earth as a Christed being. So, therefore, you can see that this third-dimensional body is a far cry from that Admin-Cadman body. If you were fully integrated into the Admin-Cadman body, there would be no issue here. It would be the same as your consciousness, your soul consciousness, your soul spirit consciousness. It would be ecstatic. It would be open and receptive and wanting more and more and more of that light in a unified state.
I currently see the picture I use in my morning meditation is I use a triangle and I see my physical body, my light body, and my Admin-Cadman body, and then I say, I am that I am, and I visualize that trinity.
Correct. In a unified expression.
In a unified, yes. Yes.
And this is a piece that is very important because it then starts to align the levels that are in separation and brings them into unity, a unity expression.
And then you asked about what we see going forward. I'm looking for, you know, with this, all of this great gifts, clarity. That's my wish for 2017, clarity.
Clarity, yes. And that will come as you stay conscious and aware in your creation. You will be very clear in those creations. And when you have missed the mark, which will occur, because you still operate on Earth in a collective consciousness of humans. So when you miss the mark, you will notice that immediately. And that's where the clarity comes. Oh, not that I've made a mistake, but that I have missed my mark, and I need to make an alteration. And you make it. This is the clarity that you embrace. You don't push away that, oh, I was wrong, or, oh, I made a bad mistake. There is no judgment. It's like, oh, a little adjustment is needed. That's where clarity begins. Because there is no judgment. There's only love that is present.
Oh, thank you. I'm so grateful. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
Thank you for your question and your comments.
You're next on with Mother Mary.
Hi, Mother Mary. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
Yeah, it feels really hard for me to speak up and ask my question. I guess I'm looking for a little bit of guidance. I feel like some amazing things have happened. I have felt the light coming onto the planet. Sometimes it feels very difficult for me to stay in this body and to stay on this earth as much as I love it. And I was just hoping for a little bit of guidance around that.
Well, you know, the programming of third dimension has always been to escape the body because the body was very limiting. And if you will approach this with a different mindset about your physicality, that you can have that full conscious awareness of being unified with the source of your being, with the love and the unity of source that never ever leaves you, and still operate on this beautiful planet Earth, a Christed planet, and create as an individual. If you will approach it with excitement about what you could create in the physical world, not just in the consciousness, but actual physical changes. And in that approach, you don't desire to leave the body. You desire to transform it into that Adman-Cadman body and create in unified expression with Source, but also in an individual, unique, that no one else can create like you, because you are unique. You are that unique spark of source creativeness. This is the excitement that you can embrace, and it will change everything for you.
Yeah.
Depend on this light wave to be present in you, in your consciousness, but in your body, unifying every part of you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You have so much to give and so many things to create that only you, through your uniqueness, can create.
Thank you.
Hold on to that thought, beloved. You are so needed.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Mother Mary.
Hi, Mother Mary.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for being here with us. I really appreciated your message today. It really resonates with where I've been in the last few months. I feel, you know, your message of 2017 being a year to create differently than in the past is something that I really needed to hear. And I'm just wondering if you could expand on that. For a little background, I feel over the last few years I've been working, I feel very pleased with the work that I've been doing personally and spiritually to undo some of the baggage and to get to this point. And at the same time, I feel like I need to recontextualize the way that I've been creating with my business and with my vision, and how I want to approach this year and what I should be focused on in terms of creating. Any thoughts on that would be appreciated.
Well, first of all, you have no limit in the way you can express yourself and create. So when you have a vision or you decide on something that would be very beneficial for your business or for you personally or for humanity at that level, when you create more precisely, and you have no limit in that creation. Keep that in mind always, that there is no limitation. There are just variations in the way that you can express yourself. If you express yourself in one way, and that is very agreeable to you, and you are very happy with that creation, then continue it. If it needs some kind of alteration, you will know it, you will see it, and you will make the adjustment. But always keep in your conscious awareness that now is the time. There are no limits put on you at all. Your vision will be your greatest resource. Because as I have said previously, it's in that vision that gives you the bigger picture. And then you create an idea, a refined application of that broader perspective brought through your imagination. Your imagination is not something to be pushed away, because the imagination is what gives you the vision. And then you expand that or you compress it into certain ideas that can be applied and brought into focus very specifically.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Mother Mary.
I would like to go. I have a general question, but it's about the creation process. So I find myself in the fifth dimensional time frame and able to see the third dimensional time frame. So I'm becoming aware to be multidimensional. I have a vision. I am applying this vision. That in a few days, I'm starting this vision through gatherings to get students, for example. The only thing I have is about the resources to help me to keep going with this vision, that I am working every day. For example, I'm making a website now, so it takes days and days and hours. So I'm doing what I love in present time, but also there's always that rational mind thought says, how do I create for tomorrow? And it's constantly moving back to what I like to do, and after the thoughts come back again, how do I do it? And concluding it, I create the triangles of money flow and every few days enhance or bring the energy of the seven dimensional light template and the 10 rays creation to the fifth dimensional inside my time and started the healing creation. So do you have any, so where can I make things better, or what do you suggest? Thank
First
you.
Of all, beloved, you are doing a wonderful, wonderful job at creating the vision and honing it down into specifics. The thing that is troubling you is the future. How do I expand this? How do I bring this more fully forward?
Mm-hmm.
You must stay in the present moment. You create in the present moment. So each time you have this vision, you create ideas that are more specific. In the moment, you're creating a website. You're putting it out there using the avenues that you know at this moment that will put forth and draw to you students. And this website will be very, very helpful in that. Put yourself out there. Don't be limited to a physical group of students in a physical place, but allow yourself to have ideas in the moment and then take these ideas and apply them. It's a step-by-step process, and it may not be... Pardon?
I'm following you very, very clearly.
Yes, so it's in the now. You take one step, you create, you manifest, and then another step will become very, very present in that vision. And then you create it and you apply it. Don't worry about the future. Only stay in the very present on what you are creating in the moment, applying it, and then seeing what the next vision is and how you can apply it. Always in the moment. You cannot create from the future. You cannot create with what happened to you in the past. You can only create now.
Thank you. Very excellent. I just want to, I have many comments, but I wanted to go on something curious for myself. So the rational mind creates thoughts constantly that pop up in my awareness based on the memories that the etherical body store all every event or every thought or every image, and the rational minds keep constantly take these images and put in my awareness, distracting me from what I am doing. This the consciousness is doing because it's losing control, or is a mechanism used to do for me eons time. Can you make a very brief comment, because the other people would like to talk about it?
Well, if there are disturbances within your memories, they are, understand these are memories of past events. You are not the same individual as you were then. You are changed.
No, absolutely. I'm saying the rational mind mechanism is creating thought form and constantly bringing in the present time awareness of the individual.
Then silence that part of your mind.
No, of course. I'm seeing now how the rational mind is operating, creating images and attaching images. There is a comment constantly of a person, and it's the same thing constantly all the time. And it's just curious for me to notice now. That's what I wanted to say. But
you're noticing that. Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Sorry. Have a good night. Thank you.
You're next on with Mother Mary. Hello.
Hi, this is Kelly.
Hello, Kelly.
Thank you for taking my call. This has been a wonderful opportunity to listen to all the sharing that has happened so far. It's already given me some clarity. The energies of late have been interesting. With the holidays in there, it's been a little bit difficult to notice myself. And when I finally was able to slow down enough and do a meditation from the light body meditations from Mastering Alchemy, I noticed that after this one I just did, I had an interesting response afterwards, and that I had all these negative emotions come up, and I haven't had that experience for quite some time. And I'm curious as to, you know, there's a part of me that wants to beat myself up a little bit. Oh, I'm not doing this good enough. I'm still having these negative emotions. And then the wiser part says, now, wait a minute. It's coming up to leave, as Jim Self would say. But I'm wondering if the level of intensity of the emotions, which I could not attach to any event or anything, they were just all of a sudden there. Is it have to do with the increased energies right now, or is it just my own experience?
Well, no, it's due to the increased energy. So things that are not compatible with that energy, that it, understand it affects your mental emotional body greatly and brings more unity within it. So it's discarding emotions that no longer are useful to you. So just view them as being discarded. That's number one. Number two, you still operate in a collective consciousness of humanity that is not unified. So when you are operating in such refined light frequencies, it stirs up emotions that the collective consciousness uses. They are not necessarily yours. So here is where you have to discern. Are these old emotions of yours that are leaving in the presence of this great light influx, or do they belong to the collective?
Yes, very good, because I did not feel like they were mine, because I just felt like there was a cloud around me, and I didn't know how to get it off of me or get away from it. It was like transmute it, whatever the right word would be. And so
well,
I went out
not,
to nature.
Right. There you go.
Yeah. Took a long walk on Mother Earth and a brisk walk with a little bit of snow coming down, and it really, really helped.
Yes.
But it was quite uncomfortable until it finally did clear.
Yes. The purity of the snow, the purity of who you are, shining your light in the darkness of the collective consciousness alters the presence of those emotions that are totally out of alignment with fifth dimension.
And that makes sense, because I'm rather sensitive to waves of emotion that may or may not be mine.
Correct. And earlier in your life, you thought they were yours.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. You know, and that is so helpful. My heart's going pitter-patter right now. So the other thing I wanted to comment on was what one of the other callers said was about, and you responded about asking. And, you know, my business is very mental, and sometimes I feel like I'd like to have a little more connection to some of these other healing things. And I asked the question and manifested a thought almost instantly in the last 2 days, and I was guided to start getting into aromatherapy and essential oils, because I'm so sensitive to smells, and it just feels really good and feels very grounding, and I'm just really grateful to whoever shared that thought with me.
Well, here you go. You have imagination. You have unlimited potential to explore. And I hope that you will take this opportunity to explore that venue of aromatherapy. It will help you tremendously.
Yeah, I'm extremely excited about it. So I'm hoping that maybe I can use this to also reach out to parts of humanity to help in a way that I can help, and maybe share what I learn about aromatherapy and essential oils with friends, family, and, you know, maybe others. This is kind of a new idea for me, being the work that I do now, which is very, very mental. This could be a really nice outlet to allow me to touch the world in a different way and myself.
Correct. Don't let go of that vision.
Yeah.
Explore
it. You
are very welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're next on with Mother Mary. Hello.
Hello, Mother Mary.
Hello.
Thank you for being here with us.
You are very welcome. I'm delighted to be here with you.
I have one simple question for you. The light that you said that it's now beaming on our planet, is it going to be here with us temporarily, or is it going to be part of the planet from now on?
It's part of the planet from now on. It's part of the mechanism that will bring unification and Christ consciousness to the forefront.
Okay.
It will never leave you. It becomes a part of you, an integral part of you.
So how best to fully absorb it? Is it only through meditation?
Well, it's through your awareness and your accepting it into your body, into your consciousness, knowing that it's there, paying attention to how it is affecting changes in your life, in your way in which you create, in the way in which you think, and your emotions that are expressed. Pay attention to those things.
Okay. Thank
you. That's how you will know, is by being aware, knowing that it will never leave you. It is a gift from Source that never, ever leaves. It is a gift that gives continually.
Thank you. That's really very inspiring.
You are so welcome. Thank you.
You're next on with Mother Mary. Hello.
Hi. Thank you so much, Joan and John, and it's a delight to be here with you, Mother Mary. I have, I'd like to share about the last part of 2016 and then 2017. The last few months of, well, it was a tremendous year of change in 2016, but the last few months were really honing a mastery for me of, I call them being really fluid with 180-degree turns, where, you know, one day it would be a very clear direction, and then within a couple days later, big choices and big decisions, it would be something completely different. So part of that was being fluid, and part of it was being very, very present and feeling into what was going on. And so that led to, it's so interesting, because as the beauty unfolds, I guess part of me was expecting that, you know, nothing would go wrong, or I had a very religious, in the religion that I grew up with, that, you know, you're punished if you do something wrong. And I experienced, just before, near the solstice, someone breaking into my home and, you know, robbing me, and so there was some grief and some loss, but what I actually experienced inside was I felt blessing for the person who broke in. And I felt that what they took, if it would serve them. And something shifted in me where I felt like that was a culmination of a lot of work that I had done to be able to experience that. And I naturally see the beauty of beings, whether they're animals or people. So what I saw, and I guess this is what I'm experiencing and have been for the latter part of 2016, is almost like me birthing through the layers of judgment and beliefs and rules that actually create the third dimension. I've had expanded awareness as well, but this is me physically. I'm feeling it through my diaphragm, actually. And the experience is that we actually can't ever do anything wrong that we would ever be rejected from or and not be loved. So what I'm experiencing is I'm seeing the darkness, I'm meeting it, I'm actually experiencing it myself a little bit with behaviors, enough that I'm able, it feels like I'm almost snagging it from the collective, and as I transmute it, I'm extracting it from the collective energies. So
Exactly.
Okay.
But there's another element here.
Mm-hmm.
The element of love, the element or the compassion that you have such an open heart that you don't take any event personally as a retribution for a past transgression. You have compassion for each and every being on the planet. You have compassion for the planet. And in these awarenesses, you grow tremendously. Does it mean that you won't have challenges in the coming time? No, you will. Does it mean that you will miss the mark from time to time? Yes, you will. Because not all has been transcended and transformed. But you are well on your way, and the awareness that is now available to you is extensive.
Thank you.
Embrace
it.
I said embrace it.
I will. It feels like this is actually freedom. Because what I've observed is that a lot of fear of freedom is that if we are actually free, we'll run amok, right? And we'll just run
Correct.
Amok. Which,
exactly. That's that old programming.
Yeah.
Separation. Yes. That you cannot be left to your own devices. Well, you are never alone. You are part of a massive collective consciousness of Source.
That's beautiful, and that's a beautiful segue for 2017, and I felt it January 1. It was like, boom.
Good for you.
And it was so clear. Like, I've been so blessed with, I have visions for new education, it was almost traumatic, because it was like I received the vision, and then I felt, okay, now I have to figure out how to make this happen in the world, and everything I tried, it wouldn't work. Something would be blocked, and it's some of them are so potent. Like, I'm right in the vortex of that creation, and I get it, and then I put it out in the world in some way, like an application of something or connecting with someone, and nothing comes back, and then I start questioning, but I believe that what I've been feeling is that's actually been honing me again, another mastery for me to recognize that I'm not separate, like Source is giving me as a separate being these visions, and then I'm on my own to figure it out. It's been honing the mastery of, hold on a minute, this is a constant interplay. It's a constant
Correct.
Harmonization of me as an aligned being from Source all the way through, and that with the visions, and I guess I'm asking for a little bit of verification here, as it will be shown. It's almost like I'm on like one of those walking sidewalks, and the most important alignment for me to be in is receptivity right now. To be able to receive, and that, yes, it's not about receiving and then going and making this whole plan and then trying to execute this whole plan. It's receiving and then what's next to do, receiving and then action flows from there. It's almost like a very fine tuning, very subtle fine tuning of.
Yes. Now, there's one thing you need to realize here, that when you put it out there, have no expectations of how it is received or absorbed. Don't expect to see instant reflection back. It's out there. It's working within the collective consciousness of humanity. And whether you see in the moment its effects or not is not relevant. You are using to the highest degree of your capacity your creativity and your light. And each step, you will know when to take it and how to take it in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Even though sometimes they feel like they're very discrete, almost disconnected, sometimes steps, which is very different from, you know, the old way of, okay, you get the vision, make a plan, and have it all that cohesive. It's not like that at all.
No,
Yeah.
It's not for anyone. It's a very fluid movement. And this is an adjustment that humanity is going to have to make in this new fifth dimensional energy, this new light frequencies.
Okay. Well, I'm delighted to be part of that shifting. So, in effect, I'm not letting go of these visions. I'm not like, everyone, this ADD, attention deficit. Really, I'm open for the flow to work through me, and I'm 100,000,000% on for participating. Like, that's my joy. And so just be receptive. Keep Is there anything that I need to tweak, I guess, is I'd rather ask it that way. Is there anything that I need to tweak?
Just the expectation part of how it will manifest or how it will be received or reflected back to you.
Okay, so by me being immersed in what, you know, an application or something like that, that is the creation in itself.
Correct.
And
in
it's itself. Complete in itself.
And it's complete. And it
okay.
is complete.
Okay.
And if there's an adjustment that has to be made as you go along, you will know what that adjustment is and you will make it. There's no right or wrong to it.
Okay, that's brilliant. Wow. Let the games begin.
Yes, thank you so much for your comments.
You're next on with Mother Mary.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here with you tonight. 2016 was a tough year for me. I felt a lot of, I'll just say, a dark pull around me. And then I noticed the wave of energy come in, and exactly on the first, I felt everything just drop away. And I had three rescue dogs here. I've had them for, I don't know, maybe 10 days. And one was a puppy, and it got very, very sick, and it wasn't eating or drinking. And anyways, I crated it that night, and I just asked for you and Michael and the archangels to come in, and if this puppy was supposed to live, you know, to help it out. And then I saw your, it looked like, it didn't look like hands, but it was a light just surround that dog. And in the morning, that puppy got up, and it ate, and it played, and it was just normal. And I just want to say thank you, and I know in your message that you said y'all are always with us and that all we have to do is ask, and I asked, and I'm not saying every time I ask for something a healing will happen, but it was just that if it was supposed to be, let it happen, and it did, and I'm so grateful. I had to take them to the pound today because I couldn't keep them, and it broke my heart, so I'll be glad when we get everything on board where there is a unity and respect for everything. And I just want to say thank you, and this year's a hopeful one for me.
Well, you are very, very welcome, and things are going to be quite different this year for you.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Thank you.
You're next on with Mother Mary.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you very much. Dedicated to you, but I went through the ability of joy. Joy of sleeping.
Pardon?
Because I, oh, yeah, mm-hmm.
Would you say that again, please?
What I want for this year is a
yeah.
joy. Joy of living.
Uh-huh.
Joy of life.
Wonderful.
I want fun.
You are what?
I want to have fun. F-U-N, fun.
Fun.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, joy, happiness, great fun.
Yes.
Yes, that's when your heart is open and you love life and love living in a world where you create. Beautiful.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you very much, Mother Mary.
You are most welcome. Thank you.
You're next on with Mother Mary. Hello.
Hello, Mother Mary. This is Rinke.
Hello, Rinke.
I have a question about the relation between the new beginning and the old, in my case, soul overlay. And could you expand on that?
Well, it's a new beginning because you have within you this beautiful source energy of light, and it will dispel this wave of light that is now within you, will dispel any overlay. You know, you've heard the saying, the light shines in the darkness, and absorbs the darkness. And this is what is occurring within you at this time. Do not focus on the soul overlay. Begin to see the beauty that you are, the love that you are, the light that you are, and allow that light to dispel any darkness that remains.
This feels very fine, and I understand what you are saying, to focus on the light in myself.
Yes, and then notice how you are experiencing that, how you are creating with it. Notice the changes that are coming each and every day. You are not the same any longer.
Okay. I'm not the same any longer, and it's changing. Thanks a lot.
Yes.
For your expanding on this, on the new beginning.
It's a new beginning for Earth. It's a new beginning for all humanity. So embrace it.
I will. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Thank you.
You're next on with Mother Mary. Hello.
Hi, Mother Mary. This is Sherry, and I'm so grateful to be speaking with you. You asked about, you know, what our last couple months have been, and I have to say that I am truly amazed that I am not the person that I was 2 months ago. I have experienced such joy and such love of myself that I've always wanted to have that, but I never really believed it was possible. And I'm just very excited about the new energy, you know, of January 1st of this new year. And this topic, you know, it's just so perfect for what's happening for me right now. And I do have a question about the whole new creational energy. I have been used to making things happen. I mean, and so here I feel like I'm kind of preparing this cup to receive, you know, and I'm receiving this wonderful joy and this love and just this kind of positive outlook that I don't think I've ever had before. But I'm wanting to create a new type of business for myself, and I heard people talk about just, you know, really, and heard what you said about using your imagination, and I kind of feel like I don't even know how to start with that. So I was hoping you could say something about that.
Well, begin by asking yourself, what if? What if I created this? Or what if I did that? Not what the outcome would be.
Okay.
How would I see the overall picture? How would I see a vision? And then be open. You've created the crucible to receive. Be open to receive the vision. And then use the vision to create ideas for application.
Okay, and I think that's kind of, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go right ahead.
No, yeah. I think that's kind of where I get stuck. Because I'm so used to focusing on outcome. And so just to be able to allow myself to relax and kind of play, right? I mean, that's what I would be doing, right? It's kind of playing.
Exactly.
Is that right? Like,
exactly. And having no real investment.
Okay.
It's not that you don't have a plan, or that you don't have a desire to manifest something specific, but you aren't married to the way in which it manifests. That there are so many alternative ways in which you express yourself. Just express yourself. Receive the vision and begin to express it and implement it in the moment.
Well, and I've heard... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
and be willing to make adjustments along the way as you stay in the present moment.
Okay. And my understanding of the new energy is that what I need comes to me. I don't have... Okay, so this... I'm having a real hard time with that because it's... On one hand, you know, there's not a lot, that means not a lot of efforting or, but on the other hand, and maybe it's probably rational mind, you know, I'm kind of freaking out a little bit thinking, well, I should be doing something. I should be out doing something and I'm not, you know.
What would you do?
I would do things the way that I did the old way. I would be out, you know, looking at, I would be out looking basically for a job that I don't really want just because I might need money, see?
Yes, I see that. So it's the old programming of push, push against. And when you push against, you aren't receiving and open to the imagination, to the vision that you can create. You're pushing against it.
Right. And I believe, I'm starting to believe, I guess, that I do have a lot of talents and I do have a lot to give. But I find that I have a lot of fear about doing something that I've never done before. There's a lot of fear that I feel because I've never done it like this.
No, you haven't. However... understand this is a new era. You have unlimited potential. You cannot fail. That's the old program.
Right.
You may have to make adjustments along the way. But if you don't try, nothing happens.
Yeah.
What is the fear? Where is that stemming from? Work with the fear and clear that out of your energy system.
Okay.
Yes, it's not any way that you've ever functioned before. But suppose that you felt excited about something new. It's not the same old, same old. It's new.
Right.
And this is a glorious time to embrace the new and be excited about what you could create.
Right.
If you focused your attention in a specific way and be excited rather than fearful.
Okay.
You may have to adjust your idea or your application several times. But this is where your tenacity to move forward will engage. Don't push that part of you away.
Okay.
You can be very focused.
Right.
And engaged, but you can also create in a more fluid way where you're not pushing, but you are using your tenacity and your focus to manifest exactly what you desire. And that, dear one, is most exciting. So you use those talents, those abilities that you have. Don't push them away as being wrong. It's just add to them.
Okay. And I can always ask for help from you and the angels, right?
Of course. Of course.
I'm not alone.
You are never alone, beloved. Never. Trust that.
Okay.
Trust yourself.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You know how to do that. You know that, don't you? When you, before, you have a misunderstanding in this new process of receiving.
Okay.
And not pushing and pushing forward. You receive, but you use it. And you put it out there, and you are focused with your intention. You are tenacious, and you don't give up. these are qualities that you possess.
Yeah.
So you add to those qualities with this higher, more refined state of energy of light, creative light. You receive it and then you apply it in the same way, but yet a little different than you've always created previously. Because those are your talents. You're tenacious, you're focused, you're attentive.
Right.
Till you manifest what you desire. But now you add this light piece and the unlimited potential and the excitement of the fact that you can create more precisely. And you're not pushing against your innate nature, which is light.
Well, and I'm not willing to settle for what I've had in the past anymore.
Correct.
You know, I'm not willing to settle for that anymore. I know that I deserve much more than what I've allowed myself to have.
Yes. You add the unlimited peace.
Right. Okay.
But don't discard some of those abilities that are still very useful to you.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
You are very welcome, beloved.
I'm sorry, Mother Mary, but we are out of time this evening. Is there a parting piece of wisdom that you'd care to share with us before we end our meeting?
I would just like to thank each and every one for being present this evening and receiving from we archangels and from myself the compassion and love that is now flowing through that sacred heart of yours is very, very present in your being. The love of self as well as for humanity and the earth is present. And that love of self in your ability to create a difference in the world, your ability to be the unique creator of Source as part of that massive collective energy, creative energy, is yours. Embrace it, love it, and be excited for what you can uniquely contribute in this coming year. Thank you for receiving me and all of the archangels who are always with you in great love and support. Blessings.
Blessings. Well, good night, everybody, and we're sure pleased that you joined us this evening. Have a great rest of the evening and a wonderful month of January, and we'll see you again in February. Thank you all. Good night.